You're listening to Vatican Radio.
On Monday, 11th of April, a cessation of hostilities between the Saudi-led coalition and the Houthi rebels was brokered by the UN. The truce comes after months of heavy fighting in Yemen, which has seen more than 6,000 people killed, the majority of which are civilians. Up to 2.5 million people have also been displaced by the conflict, which has left the country in the midst of a humanitarian crisis. For more information, I spoke with Josephine Hutton, the regional program manager, Middle East at Oxfam, who described the critical situation in Yemen as a forgotten crisis.
The situation in Yemen is really critical. Basically, the country was already in a state of crisis really before the latest conflict, which really began early this year, but primarily escalated from March. The biggest issues really are for massive displacement across the country, so people fleeing the areas where conflict has been hit, so up to 2.5 million people have been displaced across the country. We have a huge food crisis. More than 50% of the people in Yemen are in need of food assistance, and more than 25% of those are really at the edge of famine. They're in devastating circumstances in terms of food. Many people not eating for more than 36 hours at a trot in some cases, or prioritizing children, etc. Basic services are also in disarray, so in terms of health services, education services, etc. And in addition to that, we also have a problem with the commercial sector actually not functioning well, because there's been a de facto blockade in the country now for many, many months. So in terms of actually goods getting out and people being able to procure them in the market where they can afford them, there's a huge lack of goods available in the market, as well as people's income being very low and therefore not being able to afford to meet their basic needs.
Pope Francis has made an appeal for the release of an Indian priest reportedly kidnapped by members of the Islamic State militant group in Yemen. How have his words impacted the crisis and the work that you do?
I think it's one of those things where, because Yemen is a forgotten crisis and it's a devastating situation, those of us who are working on Yemen are grateful for any significant world leaders to be involved. It's hard to know how much impact those words will have in Yemen. There are many, many different parties. They're motivated by a different range of political issues. But I think that a very high-profile figure like the Pope raising those concerns is very important. And just raising the issue of Yemen, I think, for organizations like Oxfam, having more people think just how terrible the situation is, how much need there is, and alert their governments and their populations to the situation in Yemen is a good thing.
What are your hopes for the future of Yemen?
I mean, for me, the most important thing for the people of Yemen is that we see a resolution of the current situation. So, you know, the fact that right now we are talking about peace talks again, we're talking about a ceasefire that people hope will hold more than the previous ones, is a positive thing. The crisis has devastated the lives of most people, and in order for us as humanitarian agencies like Oxfam to be able to assist those, but also for the governments of the world to assist Yemen to rebuild and have an inclusive and involved peace process that involves all groups, women, youth, all the different political groups, is really what we hope for. At the end of the day, it's about the lives of ordinary Yemenis and hoping that they are able to rebuild their lives and function, meet the needs of their families, have access to basic services and have their basic rights met.
And what can be done to ensure this, do you think, in your opinion?
I think the critical things are for the governments of the world to try to support a peace process that's functional, to try to engage, one, their own populations to be interested and aware of what's going on in Yemen, but also be a positive force for change, to be a positive partner for a peace process as opposed to being involved in the perpetuation of the conflict. I think that's really critical. Having governments of the world provide, you know, the kind of funding that's needed to meet the massive humanitarian need in Yemen now, but also to really invest in rebuilding the country after this conflict, will also be really critical.
That was Josephine Hutton, the regional program manager, Middle East at Oxfam, talking about the humanitarian crisis in Yemen.